you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves
reading
you.
A portion of Psalm 127. Children are a gift from the Lord, they are a reward from Him. Children born to a young man are like arrows in a warrior's hands. How joyful is the man whose quiver is full of them. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, let us exalt His name together. It is Monday, April 3rd, 2023. It's going to be another Testimony Tuesday on Monday. But in fact, this special guest in the studio with me today, I think has two, three, maybe four different days of material, of topics, of books. He's authored 30 plus different books on things like 52 things kids need from a dad to all sorts of great information. So I'm excited to share them with you all. He also has Hooray for Grandparents. And I know we have many grandparents that listen and those special tips and input. Your parenting never ends. Even though you're a grandparent, and you say that's over. No, you have a valuable role, even praying for your grandkids, great-grandkids. And I know we have a lot of great senior saints that are part of our radio ministry. But Jay Payleitner, he resides in Illinois. What, about 2.5 hours from here?
St. Charles, Illinois, which is west of Chicago, about 40 miles. And I love coming down to the middle of the state here. It's awesome.
Yeah, I think after today and tomorrow's broadcast, there'll be some pastors, some men's ministry leaders, others that'll say, how can we get him to come in and put on a presentation or maybe fill in the pulpit or teach or share? And in fact, you're on my docket. You're on my short list for either June or July to come and share with the Ministry Leaders Network to then record a program with me and then stay around for an evening presentation to the Great News Radio listeners, maybe at 6 p.m. And then when we have our community prayer gathering, maybe you'll be a part of that. But after a decade or so of penning advertising campaigns for airlines and beer, so you've been out into the world working for the Lord.
Mark, I was on Michigan Avenue doing advertising for Corona Beer and Midway Airlines, yeah. And I helped name Sun Chips. But that was a whole lifetime ago, and then God called me into Christian media, and that's how I ended up here.
Yeah, and we're going to talk a little bit about that faith journey. But you've been freelance radio producer. You worked for Josh McDowell, Chuck Colson, Voice of the Martyrs, the Bible League International, and other ministries. You're a popular speaker. In fact, at the recent, a week or so ago, at the Iron Sharpens Iron Men's Conference, I know many people were encouraged or blessed by your sharing. I didn't get to attend that, but the table, God divinely through providence, put you right next to me, and we started talking, and I thought, how can I get you in and to share? So thank you for carving out today and tomorrow during the Monday and Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. But you're a popular speaker on parenting, marriage, creativity, getting life right, and I love this one book, 52 Things Kids Need from a Dad, and then the Dad Manifesto. I'm sure we're going to talk about that a bit today, but we began with Psalm 127, and so you have a real heart for equipping families, equipping especially dad or men to be the leaders in the family. So what else would you like our listeners to know about you and some of your faith journey and then how God has led you?
Thanks, Mark. What a privilege to hang out with you and your Great News Radio family. I went to Illinois Wesleyan University in Bloomington. A lot of your friends and listeners know that part of the world over there. First job out of college, I sold photocopiers. I was terrible at that. And then I ended up on Michigan Avenue in advertising, as I said. And then God called me into this Christian media. I might have got fired from that job on, on Michigan Avenue. And that's how God called me, because God uses it all, of course. And I ended up producing Josh McDowell Radio. Many of your listeners know Josh McDowell, More Than a Carpenter, Evidence That Demands a Verdict. I produced his radio program for 14 years. And then for Chuck Colson, I did stuff for Angel Tree Radio for 16 or 18 years. For the Voice of the Martyrs, I wrote and produced Jesus Freaks Radio with Michael Tate and Toby Mack. For the National Center for Fathering, I co-wrote 4,000 scripts, Mark, for Today's Father. And then I wrote a book. My best-selling book is a book for dads. We'll talk about that a little bit today. And I do. I have a real heart for fathers, for families, husbands and wives, and the idea that the Bible works. The Bible makes sense. You can apply it to life. I've got some books where I say the word works, because it really does. But I love Psalm 127, the scripture that we started with today. That's the great psalm that starts, if the Lord does not build a house, then in vain do the builders labor. But let me talk to dads now for a second. It says right there, Psalm 127, children are a burden from the Lord. No, it says children are a gift from the Lord. And that's one of the, I throw that verse up on the screen when I'm talking.
Yeah.
And then I say children are a burden from the Lord and they all laugh. But it's really children are a gift from the Lord. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, even though when they're terrible twos or horrible third graders or rotten teenagers, they are a reward from him. Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from him. But then this great image of the steadfast archer. You know, stop me if I'm going too long here or preaching here, but children born to a young man are like arrows in the hands of a warrior. And I love that imagery. You think about that. What is an archer steadfast? He stands firm. And then he's got this quiver full of arrows. I mean, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 arrows. And he pulls one out one at a time, and he makes sure they're straight and true. It's a metaphor for what you do with your kids. Mm-hmm. Make sure they're straight and true. And then you sharpen them, because kids have to be sharpened. That's dad's job. And then each kid is different, so you got to find. Mark's watch laughing at me now because I'm making arrow hands. Yeah. I'm pretending I'm an archer, which is silly.
And they're being pointed at me.
Yes.
I'm worried.
It doesn't make sense on the radio. I'm doing this. Okay, I'm sorry. But you think about that. So they're straight and true, and they're sharp. And then for each of your kids, you might have 2 or 3 kids. Each kid is different.
Yeah.
So you got to find the right target for each one of them. It's their target, but you got to know them. Know what their gifts are and help them find that right target. And then, Mark, what do? You pull them close to your heart. You pull them close to your heart. And then what's the hardest thing to do?
Yeah, let them go.
To let them go.
That's perfect.
Well, there you go. So that's your job. And then it's so funny, you do it with the next kid and the next kid and the next kid. So that's Psalm 127. If nothing else in this radio program, especially if we're talking to dads here, think of yourselves and go ahead and read and maybe even memorize Psalm 127. Children are a gift from the Lord. Children born to a young man are like arrows in your hands. And then how joyful is the man whose quiver is full? Go ahead and have a couple more. Tell your wife this week, let's have a couple more kids.
Yeah.
I need a more full quiver.
So, now, realizing that we're speaking to a lot of women too, and maybe some without husbands, and your remarks are focusing on the dad, but they're also applying to the women and for them to be finding men that can pour into their children, whether it's from the church or the neighborhood or their neighborhood dad.
Well, of course, I'm not going to apologize for talking to dads because dads need to hear this.
Yeah.
But probably radio demographics, as I understand it, probably more women are listening. But there's a guy tuning in right now who needs to go, wow, I could be not doing better. But you know what? My kids really need me.
Yeah, yeah.
Dads matter. Dads matter.
Yeah. And I like that idea or that concept of sharpening that arrow. Mm. And they can be used of God in a variety of ways to refine or direct or point them in the right direction. And I like that analogy that they're pulling it close to their heart. And some of them, they pull a little further back or depending on where the target is and where the trajectory, where they want to send them. So that's very good. So if somebody, I just want to say this a few times during our broadcast, but if somebody wanted to purchase one of your 30-plus books or wanted to call you up or find out more to have you come speak or teach or talk or fill in the pulpit, how would they get a hold of you?
Well, all my books are on Amazon, or you can order them in any bookstore. A lot of them are such, if you can find a bookstore these days, of course.
Yeah.
But my name is Jay Payleitner. Hard to pronounce, hard to spell. But if you Google Payleitner, my last name, it'll come up. You'll see me, and then go to my website, which is jpayleitner.com. Last name is spelled, if I can.
Yep.
Payleitner. 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 Yeah, I will come down, you know, from any place from Macomb to Danville to Carlinville to Peoria. I mean, whoever your listeners are, I'll be glad to come down and hang out with them, Mark.
Yeah, and we plan to have you come back probably June or July and maybe do a presentation in the evening and then speak to our pastors and ministry leaders. So we'll announce that in the coming days or months.
As long as the construction is done on I-57, then I'll come down.
Yeah, that's right. A little caveat. And you haven't asked for any like special perks like green M&Ms or something in a little jar.
You'll get my list. You'll get my list.
It's still coming. Well, you have Hooray for Grandparents, Discover 40 Fresh Strategies for Giving Love, Feeling Love, and Leaving a Legacy. Talk a little about that.
Well, thank you very much. In my talk, especially for dads, often I'll throw up a picture of my kids. Got 5 kids, four boys and a girl. Then I'll show a picture of my 9 kids because I have 4 daughters-in-law. I'll show up that picture, and it's great fun to show them. Then I say, these guys, they're meaningless. I don't care about them anymore. Because then I show my picture of my wife and I with our 8 grandkids. So I'm a dad. I'm a dad advocate. I always will be, and you're always a dad. But I tell you, you know what? 8 grandkids. I win. That's all. You know what? You can't do better than that. And they're all tight and close. And even as we speak, 4 of them are hanging out with my wife right now, probably driving her crazy. And she's loving every moment. So there you go. 8 grandkids. And so the book Hooray for Grandparents, you know, is one that I love. Because we got a responsibility, and I know, Mark, you want your grandkids in heaven with you, and we got a job to make that happen.
Right.
And that's it's different than being a parent. Pluses and minuses there.
Yeah.
And I love working through that, and I love talking to grandparents. So if there's a group of seniors, I'll be glad to come down. You know, put 50 or 60 or 100 seniors in a room, and I'll come down. We'll talk about connecting with your kids and being a positive force for your sons and daughters and sons-in-laws and daughters-in-law, because they, you know, you can impact their lives too, even as a grandparent. Shh, don't tell anybody that, though.
And if you're driving along to work or didn't get to write the information down, you know our radio station number. It's very easy, and we'll have all the information to connect you with Jay.
Thank you.
So just call us, 217-367-7777. How about that for a marketing number? 367-7777. They just have to remember 3-6, and then it's all 7s.
You've confused me now.
Yeah, that's right. So talk about the Dad Manifesto, because I think it's a fascinating topic, and you give out like 52 things for forever fathers to be aware of, to never forget. Walk us through some of those things.
Yeah, this is kind of the core of my dad ministry, and it really reflects what's in the book 52 Things Kids Need from a Dad, which is I've sold 200,000 copies of that book.
Yeah. Is that the one when you were on Focus on the Family years ago?
Yes, right, okay. Exactly right. So I'm just going to do a couple of them. We've got a million of them. We've got, you know, give noogies and apologize and snuggle and spy on your kids and skip rocks. But a few of my favorites. One is wake your kid for a lunar eclipse. Okay, dads, here's the question. Dads, listening now. Let's say you have a second grader and it's a school night and you have seen that there's a lunar eclipse at 2 a.m. Dads, does mom want you to wake up that second grader for the lunar eclipse at 2 a.m.? What do you think, Mark?
We're in the doghouse when happens.
Yes, okay. So mom doesn't want, but should you? And I ask this question to a group of dads. I'm talking, and they all go, okay. So what happens the next day? Little Johnny, second grade, falls asleep after lunch.
Yeah.
And the teacher says, are you okay, Johnny? Are you feeling okay? Oh, yeah. He says, my dad got me up last night. We saw the lunar eclipse. And that teacher, if she's a good teacher, or he's a good teacher, says, that's pretty good for that dad. That's a good thing. The teacher knows that. And all the other students in the class are what?
Jealous.
They're jealous, right? Because Johnny or Sarah saw the lunar eclipse. And how long will that second grader remember that?
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the point. Mom, you know what? When a fourth grader is climbing a tree, mom says, you're too high. And the dad says, hey, I think you can reach the next branch.
Yeah, yeah.
And
put that stick down. You're going to poke somebody's eye out.
Okay.
Yeah, that one, different one.
Well, that's a mom says that. Yeah. A dad would say, sword fight. Yeah, good. Let me join you. And that's the point. Dad's challenge. Dad's are shoulder to shoulder, especially with boys and girls, shoulder to shoulder to catching the big picture vision of the world. And moms are the nurturers.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I don't want to put anybody in a box because moms can do both and dads can do both. But that's why you need to work together. Moms and dads, my golly, you both have a role to do and to lift each other up and to support each other.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that idea. So that would be one of the takeaways of the book. As a title is of all my ministry is, and it's a metaphor, but wake your kids for a lunar eclipse, dads kind of thing.
What about buying a unicycle? Why would that be something we should be mindful of?
Excellent, thank you. That's another one. When I'm speaking, I've just put a few words up on the screen. One of them is buy a unicycle, gets a chuckle from the audience, and here you go. There is a unicycle hanging in my garage. I know that, Mark, because I bump my head on it a couple times a year, and it's never been ridden. Bought it maybe 20 years ago for Randy. My son Randy is the publisher at Moody Bible Institute. Hmm. He's in charge of the whole place, the Moody Bible books. And this is back in the day. We bought him a unicycle for his 12th birthday, 11th or 12th birthday, and he tried it. And his brothers tried it, and his sister tried it, and kids in the neighborhood tried it. It's never been ridden, Mark, and that's okay.
Hmm.
Because it's our job as parents, as dads, to open doors for our kids. And you know what? If they choose to walk through it, that's great. If they choose to master that unicycle or whatever we set them up, we can sign them up for classes. We can figure out what their gifts are and push them that way just a little bit. And if they start to walk through, help them along. If they choose not to, that's got to be okay too. You know what? We could you could put a piano in your front parlor and say, oh, my kid's going to be the next Michael W. Smith or whatever. Or you could put a art easel in your basement and say, oh, my kid's going to be the next Picasso or Cezanne, paint great things. Or you could put a wrestling mat in the basement and think, oh, my son's going to be a state champ wrestler, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mark, I did all those things.
Yeah.
I did. And you know what? I got a musician out of the deal. I got a wrestler that did go downstate, and the paintings never took off. And again, that's okay.
No.
As a dad, I'm opening doors, and with my wife, opening doors for my kids. Now, what could happen is, you never know, it could be that none of your kids play the piano, but the kid down the street comes and starts noodling, and your daughter becomes a jazz vocalist, is inspired. Or the art easel, maybe they never use it for painting, but they use it for Pictionary. And your son suddenly becomes a game show host or a motivational speaker, something like that. There's gifts that they'll open up because of you. Maybe your son doesn't even take to wrestling at all, but your daughter starts to tumble and becomes a world-class gymnast.
Mm-hmm.
So opening doors for our kids, it just energizes the family without pushing. And again, if they don't walk through, it's really okay. And, you know, so buy that unicycle. And if your kid joins the circus, runs off and joins the circus, that's okay, too.
You know, I wrote down as you were talking, planting seeds of opportunity or giving them vision, giving them opportunities to see that they can try it and succeed or fail.
And fail. And that's really okay. And it's not a failure. If it doesn't work out, it's like, all right. And they may come back to it later on. So, yes, you put it into words that are much more.
Well, no, that's you and I were talking beforehand. You know,
yeah, right.
Sometimes we complicate things.
Yeah.
It's a very simple concept.
Yeah, right.
It's like laughing over spilled milk. Talk a little about that.
Oh, thank you. Why did we do this, Dad? Well, two hands. I can't believe you spilled it. I told you two hands kind of thing. And you yell at the kid. But you know what? A 7-year-old. His job is to spill milk.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
his job because, I mean, that's what he does. That, you know, when you start pouring milk for a 7-year-old, at some point they're going to spill the milk. It has to be okay. And Dad has to make it. Just throw napkins at it and say, you know what, no worries, no problem. We're golden. It happens. Now, maybe there are repercussions. And maybe you do a half glass for a while. Now, some of you dads out there might be thinking, oh, I'll get him a sippy cup.
Yeah.
Don't give your 9-year-old a sippy cup.
Yeah, it's not about shaming him.
Well, exactly right. Again, there might be repercussions. So here's the point, kind of massaging out a little bit. The idea would be for kids to know that Dad's thought process is this. I love you. It'll be okay. We'll get through this together.
Hmm.
I love you. It'll be okay. We'll get through this together. Dad, is that your idea? Is that your attitude? And again, I'm thinking back. I gave this talk just a little bit ago over at the Iron Sharpens Iron event, and I had the dad say that to me. I love you. It'll be okay. We'll get through this together. And then I say, okay, ring, ring. I wrecked the car, Dad. I love you. Because you do love them.
Right, right.
And, you know, it will be okay. In the grand scheme of things, there may be some repercussions. Maybe if you bought him an old junker to get to football practice, the junior in high school, and maybe he doesn't have a car for a while because he wrecked the car, or he has to pay his own insurance. So I love you. It'll be okay. And we'll get through this together because you want them coming to you. We'll get through this together because you want them coming to you. Dad, I'm dropping out of school. Ring, ring, Dad, I'm dropping out of school. I love you. It'll be okay. We'll get through this together. The idea is that you want to talk them out of not dropping out of school. But in the moment, you listen to them, and then later on, you talk about taking a year off or coming back, what the real goals are. You talk about the hopes and dreams. Ring, ring, Dad, I'm in jail. I love you. It'll be okay. We'll get through this together. Now, repercussions. You know what? If they're in a small town and you know the police chief, maybe you should stay in there overnight. If you're in some big lockup in St. Louis or Chicago, go get them, bail them out, go get them kind of thing. Dad, I'm pregnant. Dad, my girlfriend's pregnant. Dad, you want them coming to you because the world will give them bad advice.
Right. Yeah, I'm thinking about that, laughing over spilled milk. You have to come to the realization an 8-year-old is going to spill onto the carpet. He's going to knock over something. Something's going to get broken. And that's reality. And so don't set them up to fail, because you expect a kid to spill the milk, to forget, the homework got lost. They're 8 years old. Sometimes some of my secular friends, of course they're going to be maybe profane in what they say or share or their point of view. Why do I expect them to be like Christians modeling Christ when they don't know Christ? So sometimes we have to lower our expectations, or the reality is the fact that they're decent people without Christ, we should be kind of amazed or thankful. And so sometimes when our kids do the right things, we should celebrate that, because the reality is many of them won't do the right things. They're childish. They're children.
And the world is watching. Yeah. The world is watching how we respond to our kids, how we respond to good news and bad news. You're exactly right, Mark. Thank you. That's good, great insight.
So you've written over 30 books. Once more, how can people get in touch with you or your ministry and maybe set up a time where you can come speak to their men's ministry or their senior group or fill in the pulpit or speak to a large group?
Well, because I've been around a while, you know what? Google even self-corrects. So if you try to spell Payleitner, it'll probably get to me eventually. J. Payleitner, PayleitnerPayleitner.com. Or if you can remember any of the names of my books, Hooray for Grandparents, Google that. It'll show up. My name will show up. 52 Things Kids Need from a Dad. I guess we're going to chat about another book of mine, The Next Verse.
Yeah, that's going to be tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. So we're going to have you back. There's so much more to be said and shared. And I look forward to announcing when we have a date so that the listeners can come out at 6 p.m. here at the Great News Media Center. And we'll be promoting that probably May or June or July in the coming weeks. It'll be the first Thursday of one of those months. You'll speak at the Ministry Leaders Network luncheon, and then we'll hold them over for a 6 p.m. community-wide gathering. And then our first Thursday of every month, the first and third Thursday, we have prayer. And so maybe you'll stay around and share a little with that. But tomorrow we're going to talk about the next verse, what you never knew about 60 of your favorite Bible passages. You know, we know the verse, we have our favorites, but do we know the verse after it, the verse before it? Do we know the context, why that verse is so special? Yeah, we love it, but let's know all the verses around that. And we'll talk a little more about that tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, also at wluj.org, wluj.org. You can click it, paste it into an email, send it to a friend, and then you can listen to the broadcast in its entirety, day or night. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.